Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I am so thrilled to be talking with all of you today. You know, I love it when all the stars get in alignment, as some people would say. A friend of mine who's an astrologer would say that to me. It's kind of an exciting time. But what I've learned is what it means to live in the world of the unknown. And, part of this is understanding the sense that we have of who we are and where we want to go. Well, I have a super announcement to make. And this is one of these stories that has to do directly with today's show. To do the impossible, you must first believe it is possible. New York Times best-selling author Eldon Taylor joining me here today. And the announcement that I'm going to make, it has to do with this show today and what it means to believe. And I had a chance to, take a look at the latest work Dr. Eldon Taylor has put together. And, this idea of I believe, what does it mean? How do each and every one of us get to experience the power of belief or not? Today's show will take you on a journey to the inner workings of what it means to believe. Thank you, Dr. Eldon Taylor, for reminding us of the power of this. The I Believe book is something that you're going to hear about today in the show. You're also going to hear about, for those of you out there that are going to want to run and not walk to get a copy of this book, we're going to tell you how to do that and the amazing gifts and prizes that are associated with it. We are so honored to be working with Dr. Eldon Taylor. We've been doing this for some time now, and we love his work. He is a world-renowned author, dynamic speaker, former criminalist, and one of the world's foremost experts on preconscious information processing. What does that mean? You're going to find out about that in a minute. But beyond all of that, he's somebody that has decided for his life to take a very powerful message out into the world. And that is the message that each and every one of us has been looking for decades and maybe even past lives. How to step forth in life with positive thoughts, positive affirmations, positive thinking, and actually create the lives we want. Today, you're going to hear why it's more than what I've just said. Self-empowerment is a journey. It's something that Eldon believes so strongly about, and something that today I can sit here and say to all of you, that is the truth. Eldon, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Well, thank you very much. It's indeed my pleasure to join you, Dr. Pat. Always a pleasure to be on your show.
Let me share this story with you, because this really talks to today's show. Okay.
Great.
Yeah, this is it, because I knew we were going to do this show. We have we've expanded the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio, and of course, that has been a dream of mine.
Right.
But there are other things that happen. For example, I had known of an Australian affiliate network and had been emailing them and talking with them. And it's one of these things, Eldon, you ever have this happen when you send that email out and months go by and it's almost as if it's almost as if it's fallen off your radar to even follow up?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's
I do.
And then all of a sudden today, the day I'm doing the show with you called on Believing, I get an email from Sean and our Australia affiliates. And their distribution is amazing. All international countries. I don't even know how to say and pronounce their names. In my email box, not only do they want to pick up the live stream for all the shows, but they want to pick up our new nighttime hours. And this place of believing, oh my gosh, it's so important. And yet, isn't it one of the most misunderstood concepts that we have, Eldon?
Boy, that is for sure the truth, Dr. Pat. You know, a lot of people think of beliefs in terms of like religious beliefs, spiritual
right.
beliefs. But we have life beliefs. And those life beliefs, you know, they can be my belief in what my favorite color is, my belief about my body, my blood sugar, my belief about, everything that I hold in my mind that is something that for all intent and purposes wraps up my identity, my history, my past, that's a belief. And like a giant web, you know, when we see these beautiful spider webs and they're very intricate and the geometry is exciting, and as they get out to the edges, well, the geometry begins to break down and they become, you know, less, intricate, but it's out there that they're really attached and fixed so that if anything strikes the web anywhere, the entire web vibrates. And our beliefs are very much like that analogy. We can hold a belief that, for example, is the result of a defense mechanism, a strategy that was developed unconsciously when we were small children to avoid rejection. And then in our adult life, totally unaware of that belief, it can sneak up and keep sabotaging us every time we go to do something. In fact, let me give you a real-life example, if I may.
Perfect.
When I was a boy, I wanted to be a singer. And, you know, I used to watch Hit Parade with my parents every week. I'm dating myself now. But a song came along that I just loved, Vio con Dios. And I sang it over and over again, and everybody told me what a beautiful job I did. My mother told me what a beautiful job it was. So I kept singing this song. I wanted to be a Wayne Newton, okay? So one day we're up in Wyoming and at a family reunion, and my mother's side of the family were very white collar, my father's side very blue collar, and they didn't always get along. And there's about to be this argument breakout. So my mother decides the way to defuse that is to just put me out in the middle of the floor, all these austere adults, and tell them my son sings. Well, my voice broke up. I mean, it just frightened me to death. You know, tears ran down my face. I ran out of the room. And right then and there, without even thinking about it, I made a decision. I am not going to be a singer. I am never going to sing again. Now, years and years pass, and you forget these kinds of things. And I'm doing some of the work, my early research that changed my career from criminalistics to what I do now. And a friend of mine at the University of Utah, Professor William Gillory, said to me, Heldon, I'd really like you to come in and share your work with our honors group. I said, okay, fine, you know, and when and where are you meeting? And he said, well, we're meeting at Kingsbury Hall. A Kingsbury Hall seat is some 1,200 people, so why Kingsbury Hall, William? Oh, Black Chemists of America are here, and as you know, I'm president of Black Chemists, and about 800 Black Chemists, I'd like to have them attend also. Now, there's a huge difference in my mind between an honors group, 8, 10, 15 you know, young people sitting around,
right. And
all of a sudden I'm in Kingsbury Hall and there's over 800, you know, my stomach like hit the floor, Pat. I didn't know what I was so afraid of. I had no idea, but I was, you know, totally, frightened of the experience. I'd already told him I'd do it. I didn't know how to tell him I wouldn't do it. So on the day, I'm trying to talk myself into it. I mean, I drove to Kingsbury Hall, I got out of my car, I took my sports coat off, put it on the front seat, and took my white shirt, long sleeve white shirt, and deliberately dirtied it on the tire of the car. So it would support the story I had a flat tire.
Mm.
Got back in the car and drove away. It took a long time before I could ever tell my good friend William Gillory what had happened. But as serendipity would have it, not long after that, an entertainer asked me to create a performance anxiety program for them, and I did all the profile work, etc. And on a Friday night, I finished it, and I had reservations in southern Utah at Zions Park. So I drove down to Zions. I got in late, but I wanted to quality check this tape, so I put it on the recorder, and I sat back on the bed, started looking at some paperwork, and I fell asleep. Now, the affirmations, the content on this recorder, triggered a dream. And the dream was the revivification of what had happened when my mother put me out in the middle of the floor.
Ah.
I sat up straight in bed. My mother had passed over at that point. Looked at the ceiling and said, "Thanks, Mom." But, you know, it's like when you're a child and you're convinced there's a boogeyman in your room. You call out. Finally, Mom or Dad open the door, throw in the light, and it's the way you threw your pants on the door or on a chair or something. You know, they can close the door. It remains still there. You're still looking at it, but you know what it is, so it no longer has power on you. Well, that's what an uncovering is, and you know that. But this experience, of course, was a complete uncovering to me. It was my, you know, my epiphany as why I was frightened of public speaking, why I was afraid to get in front of people. Once I had that uncovering, I was able to change that knit in the web. But you see, that single defense strategy from way back then influenced the entire web, and it would have prevented my career from proceeding as it is, as it has. It certainly would have prevented me from being here and speaking to you on the radio right this minute. So the whole web of beliefs is what we're talking about, and how they tie together is absolutely incredible. You know, people, Pat, tend not to realize that they're mechanical. I mean, there's a mechanical side to us, and that mechanical side to us is pretty well understood by the people that would plumb our unconscious for, you know, for their private means, their reasons, exploit it. But the other day, you know, I was reading a piece, and it had to do with the number 3825 on your telephone.
Now, right.
You're familiar with that.
Yeah.
Millions of people look at their phone pad every day, and they dial numbers. But there's also the alpha character associated with a number. And they pay little attention to that. But marketers know that the number 3825 is erratic. And that is, of course, because if you look at it, it's associated with the infamous four-letter word. Marketers know things like, well, if we type a name on the right side of the keyboard, it has a more positive influence on us than if the name is generated from the left side of the keyboard. So they look at how they can develop names from the right side of the keyboard. In a very real sense, we have all these mechanical aspects about ourselves that we're totally unfamiliar with, but they form how our beliefs work together. They become a part of this web that we're talking about. So we can be guided to make choices, decisions that aren't really our choices and decisions. You and I have talked about Edward Bernays before, the nephew of Sigmund Freud, who, you know, basically fathered neuromarketing as we know it today. It was scientific marketing at the time. But, you know, Bernays, in his book Propaganda, makes it very clear. He states that it is the duty of the intellectual elite to manipulate the masses in a democracy, since they're otherwise ungovernable. So now, you know, when you look at that, and then of course understand that Bernays and Woodrow Wilson and Calvin Coolidge, and, you know, he was very tight. This was his efforts infiltrated the way we spread information, the way we develop information today. What's called a video news release, which, you know, we developed to win the hearts and minds of other countries, and are not supposed to be done for citizens in the United States. We're supposed to be protected from that, but protected by way of direct dissemination. Most of them are made in such a way that they're expected to come back and be viewed here in our own country. Well, a video news release is not news at all. In the sense that this is, you know, truth, factual news. It is designed, again, to persuade the population. So what happens is we end up, as human beings, going through an enculturation process. maturation. It's not any different. I mean, we're great herd animals. You know that.
Oh, absolutely. We're really great.
And one of the things, you know, herd animals do, well, there's two really significant things. One is they give away their power because to be a herd animal, you have to follow. And the second one is, we're great imitators. So let's take on the second one first, and we can come back to the first one.
Let's take a short break before we do that, because I want to cover this whole thing.
Okay.
Eldon, you have done, I have to tell you, the book is, my gosh, as a Yankee fan, I would say you have hit it out of the park.
No, I love you. Thank you.
It is a, even though I am a Yankee fan, right?
Okay, great.
The book is, for those of you just tuning in, Eldon Taylor, my very special guest joining me here today. You know, this is a book. Let me just tell everybody and we'll go to break. I have been talking about what it means to believe right now in our society, how it is more important than ever to understand the power of this. And my friend and colleague Eldon Taylor comes out with an incredible book, I believe. We're going to tell you more about it in a minute. But what we're talking about here today is truly a way to take your life back if you believe you have lost it, to understand the power of this two words, folks, I believe. And then, as Eldon does so beautifully in the book, take the journey to change your life. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to continue this conversation and ask the question that Eldon asked in the book. Can we actually be honest with ourselves? What does it mean to embrace our flaws, even if you're not in a 12-step program? Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Stieck Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit us at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Are you ready for an extraordinary life? Introducing Spectrum Life Design Education. Spectrum seminars and training are intended for you to discover and redesign the core beliefs that generate your life results, circumstances, and experiences by utilizing a synergistic approach to the art of living. Participants are provided with experiential and practical tools that raise their level of consciousness that embrace the whole person, mind, body, heart, and spirit. These principles allow you to transform your ability to engage your authentic yearnings, to profoundly connect with yourself and others, along with maximizing your potential and greatest dreams. For more information as well as a course schedule, please visit them at SpectrumLifeDesign.com. That's SpectrumLifeDesign.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. For more information about us, you can go to drpatlive.com or you can go to transformationtalkradio.com. If you have a question for this show, of course, you can call into the show. But many of you like to use our instant feedback system, and we have made it super easy for you to do that. Go to drpatlive.com. On the right-hand side, it enables you to ask your question. We will get it up here on the show right now to have my very special guest, Dr. Eldon Taylor, join me here today to talk about his latest book, I believe. So timely, and we're just going to tell everybody in a minute that you can get this book pretty much everywhere. Eldon, why don't we take a minute to just let people know more about your website, what they can find, where they can get the book, and I believe, you know, we've been part of your campaign as well. There's some incredible bonuses.
Yes, and thank you very much, Pat. You have been among the many luminaries that have offered special gifts because you like the book and you'd like to see this message spread. I mean, you joined company of Lindsay Wagner, the Bionic Woman, Jack Canfield, Bob Doyle, Bruce Lipton, Norm Shaley, Lynn Andrews, James Van Prague, Marcy Shimoff, Sandra Ann Taylor, and on and on and on. I don't want to slide anybody. Peggy McCall, Larry Dossey, Caroline Sutherland, Harv Ecker. There are over 200 gifts at my site, Eldon Taylor, eldontaylor.com, that are absolutely free, and these are all really good tools, powerful tools. They're not come-ons, they're not teasers to try and get you to buy something. They're solid standalone tools. This is information that you would pay money for, and they're free when you purchase a copy of I Believe. And the book right now at Amazon and Barnes is like $15-$16. It's on sale. It's a $24.95 hardback, and it comes with a free InnerTalk CD that has just some wonderful, beautiful music on it. We have specially done with the affirmations behind I Believe. To build that integrity, to build that confidence, to build that self-esteem that we all want and that will be necessary for us as we move forward in the evolution of our consciousness. So at the same time, you know, all those freebies are there. There are some wonderful drawings that are available, too. And they include, you know, passes to classes taught by Lindsay Wagner or by James Von Prague, by John Gray. John Gray, author of Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, is one of the sponsors. So there are over $10,000 worth of gifts and prizes at the site when you buy a copy of this book. And the book, I am convinced, and you've already heard Dr. Pat say, so this book can make a real difference in your life. And I've spent 30 years, and I mean this seriously, I've spent over 30 years investigating why people self-sabotage or limit themselves and thus experience so much less than their highest best. And what I've found is the reason rests solely, wholly, totally in their beliefs, not their spiritual belief as we were talking earlier, so much as their life beliefs. And I found this to be true when I was conducting lie detection tests and discovering criminality, and equally true when I work with elite athletes, business executives, entertainers, professionals, truck drivers, you name it, the world. The bottom line is what you believe always matters. And like I said, it is that web that fastens itself to belief anchors, and that can cause some disheartening mediocrity in the place of the glorious success that you deserve. At break, you and I were talking about doubt, Dr. Pat.
Yes, and, yes, yes.
And that is so important because when people are given opportunities, they very often doubt themselves. You say to somebody, well, just go do this. Well, you really, like you said, you know, their feedback is often, do you really think I can? You know, in I have talked to tens of thousands of people. So I don't know how many people in my career. But I very often have asked this question, because one of the things that you learn out of the book, and I believe, is it's critically important to listen to how you talk to yourself and to change that inner stream of self-talk. But I say to people, how many of you out here, you know, would like to just have, you know, make $1 million this year? And, of course, everybody raises their hands.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to make $1 million. So I say, okay, you know, in order to make $1 million this year, I'm not talking about winning it with a lottery, I'm talking about making it, you're going to have to believe that you can do that. You're going to have to go at risk to some extent. You're going to have to go out there and really go after making $1 million. So I want you to say to yourself, and you say it meaningfully and slowly, this year I'm going to make $1 million. Now, it only takes a couple of minutes, and you see smiles, and people shake their heads, and that's because the inner talk comes back. And it says things like, sure, what are you going to do, rob a bank? I mean, are you kidding? I mean, why are you even telling me this? You know you're not going to do that. You can't make $1 million. You start getting all the doubt back from your own stream of consciousness. Now, if that's what you believe, if that's where your investment is, that's what you're going to get. That's what you're going to, you know, manifest, if you will, for all intent and purposes. In the book, I talk about all the scientific research. But let me just take a little chunk over here. We have, as you know, Dr. Pat, what's called the Pygmalion factor. And the interesting thing about this is we first discovered it by taking a child who was learning disabled to a teacher and telling the teacher it was a gifted child. You know, here we have a gifted child. He may behave somewhat peculiar, he, she, but this is a very precocious young person. What we learned is that by creating the expectation in the teacher that the student was precocious and gifted, it somehow transformed the student. The student became gifted. You know, years ago, before we went to break, I was talking about two things as herd animals, the authority and imitation.
Right.
So, you know, come back to that for a second. Years ago, I ran an oncology study. And what we did is we wanted to influence a belief about cancer. At the time, and still a lot to this day, I mean, you hear that cancer cannot be cured, it can be driven into remission, but there's no such thing as a cure, da-da-da-da-da-da. It is the big C. It is a very frightening disease. So what would happen if we changed the belief about cancer? Because, I mean, look, we have multiple personality disordered patients who in one personality have a tumor the size of a baseball on their arm, and snap your fingers, the personality changes, and the tumor's gone. So what happened?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question.
Well, I don't believe I have a tumor. That's what happened, you know? So we can come back to some of this because, I mean, hey, look, brown eyes in one, blue eyes in another, and we were always taught that you couldn't influence DNA. I mean, DNA was fixed. Well, we know better than that now. There are a lot of things we know better than. But at any rate, the whole idea with this oncology study was let's change the belief about cancer. That maybe we can create remission, but at the very least, we can facilitate a higher quality of life. So we had a number of physicians agree to participate in the study, and we distributed audio programs that were designed, again, to change your belief, cognitive support programs, if you will. We had no protocol for what the physician told their patient. It was just supposed to be distributed by the physician. So one physician may well have said to, you know, their patient, well, there's nothing more I can do, but here I've got a tape. Listen to it. You know, maybe you'll find it relaxes you. And another physician may have said something like, you know, the mind has an amazing role in wellness, and we have lots of miracles that people, you know, in your situation can experience remission. Here's an audio program that's designed to help you believe in yourself and to somehow empower self-healing. So there could have been a gamut of how it was passed out. That's my point, all right? All right, 3 years later, we got back the data. Two interesting columns just fell out to me. The first one was this. Every single patient whose physician reported believing the mind had a role in wellness and who the patient reported the same was in remission. Every single one. But the really important one was the column that showed every single physician who reported the mind did not have a role in wellness. Didn't matter what their patient reported, they were deceased.
Oh, wow.
You know, I backed up from that at the time 15 years ago and said,
That's shocking.
Is going on here?
I know, it's shocking. Isn't that actually, I mean, shocking is the word that you know, that comes to mind. But what an eye-opener, Eldon.
Yeah. Now, and you know, at the time, like I say, I had no, I mean, I could look at this and say, what is this, some kind of iatrogenic effect? But since then, functional magnetic resonance imaging, you know, and you know what that is, we watch the brain lifetime.
Yes.
Shows us that the caudate nucleus, an area of the brain that, you know, is responsible for discriminating and making decisions, you know, it is the judgment area, turns off in the presence of an authority. Turns off. Remember the herd animal giving up power away to the authority, the leader? So, you know, here a patient may well have sat there and said, I think the mind has a role in wellness, because we have that instance in the pay. Well, you can believe what you want to believe, you know. Take the tape. And that kind of summary, that kind of dismissal was enough for a patient to believe, well, I guess this is it. It's over with. In other words, the power of the authority overrode the possibility of you healing yourself. I think that's, you know, that's a frightening thing to become aware of. We all have the natural predisposition. We have been trained that way. That's how we're raised. That's how we're socialized, to give our power away to the authority, not to question. If there was ever a time to get at least two opinions on anything, now is the time that we understand that. That's just one more aspect of how all of these beliefs get, you know, manipulated by the process that takes us into our adulthood. In fact, let's if we have time, take on the imitation.
Yeah, let's do this, because, you know, part of this, I had a big debate prior to doing this show with you. And for those of you just tuning in, Eldon Taylor, my very special guest, the book is I Believe. You can find it on Amazon. You can find it on his website. It is a number one best-selling book on Amazon, and it is topping the charts as Eldon's books do. But this book is so timely. Yet let's have this conversation, because I was having a debate with someone the other day who said to me, well, wait a minute, that's just perception. We were talking about a friend that's going through a really tough time. And I said, well, wait a minute, that perception is that person's reality.
Amen.
And I said, you know, haven't you ever walked? Well, I'm from the Bronx. I know what it's like to walk down a dark alley in Manhattan and see a guy coming towards you with a shiny object and think your life is going to be over. You are going to get killed, right?
Yeah, right.
And the guy finally walks up to you, and actually, this actually did happen to me. And you're walking down this, I was a kid, walking down this aisle, alley, dark alley, shiny object coming. You know you can't go, you can't turn around for some reason, you're frozen. Shiny object keeps shining, coming towards you until he is about 2 feet away. He stops. I'm so fixated on my fear, Eldon, that the tiny object was his badge. He was a policeman. I thought it was a knife.
Yeah.
And even at that, and he said to me, are you okay? I said, no, there's a man in this alley with a knife. So I didn't even make the connection.
Right.
Right. So perception, reality. I mean, let's go lift the rock and see what comes out from under it around this.
Perception is reality. You know, there is no other way to say it. Your personal reality is intimately tied up with your perception. I mean, there's been a lot of work on perception. Candace Pert argues that the reason Montezuma's people announced the conquistadors as gods was because they just simply had never seen a ship, a boat of the nature. So these fellows with helmets were, you know, gods with golden helmets walking on the water, and that's why Montezuma's, you know, tribe laid down everything. Well, here is a fact. You can be in the desert and want water, and your perception can drive you to, you know, to the brink that you actually kill yourself seeking that mirage. Your perception is your reality. And our perception is also circular. You know, the interesting thing, the other day I was, well, I guess it's been more than the other day, it's been maybe a year ago now, I had doing some research, and I'm watching two different networks, and the two networks happen to be covering a poll, and it's on the same day, it's the same poll. And on one station, one network is saying the poll this way: should poor taxpayers be forced to pay for their children's education twice, since our public schools are failing and many are, you know, having to put their children into private school? Gosh, you know, if I look at that, I say, no, you know, that's not fair. The other network posed the same question, school vouchers, but it was posed this way: should poor taxpayers be forced to pay for rich kids to go to private school? Well, now, you know, if I watched that network, I'd be saying, well, of course not. Now, here's the problem. Most people will reason from the soundbite they just got, you know, and that's okay. I mean, if you recognize that, okay, this network is telling me that I should be opposed to school vouchers because of, and you're willing to just take that, which is foolish, fine. But what doesn't happen is we don't go to our computer or down to the library, look up school vouchers, determine how they impact the public education system, where the money comes from, who takes advantage of the money, what countries or governments have used them, what the ramifications are, et cetera, and so forth. We don't investigate it. We grab the soundbite. And the worst part of that soundbite, this perception reasoning, is that We want to hear what we want to hear. So we funnel ourselves. If I am liberal, I'd never watch Fox. If I'm conservative, I'd never watch MSNBC.
Right.
Okay, well, what's that say? It says, you know, I'm going to plug into this channel. They tell me what I want to hear. It fits my biases, and I'm going to reason that way. Well, I've got news for you. That's not reason at all. But it does build our perception, and it changes the way we see the external world. We live in a world today where there is just a great deal of polarization going on. And in my lifetime, I've never seen as much enmity in the public forum as exists today. You know, just general civility seems to be breaking down.
It does. And you know, part of this is, and I want to talk about this when we come back from break.
Okay.
Part of this is, you know, what you talk about in the book, you know, the power of belief, who am I? You know, what is it that has really got people, you know, at a place in their lives where it's hard to know what's real, what's not sometimes, but also it's hard to know what truth is about and how to take this power of believing and move it into faith and trust. One of the first things that I have found in Eldon Taylor's amazing book, I believe, is that he does challenge us, Eldon, you do challenge us to take a look, who are we? What is it about us that we see are our flaws? We're going to talk about this when we come back. Eldon Taylor, we're going to give you lots of information. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
No. naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Are you looking for that special gift that will uplift, inspire, and give a heart a voice to express itself? Let our 365 messages of gratitude box diffused in English and French connect you daily with the essence of gratitude. Open daily a message of gratitude and gracefully move through your day. Offer this gift of gratitude to a hostess, a teacher, a mentor, an elder, anyone who inspires you to feel gratitude. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com. That's explorationgratitude.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Eldon Taylor joining me here today. Fabulous, fabulous new book, I believe. Amazon number one best-selling book and climbing the charts as we speak. Eldon, thank you so much for joining us here today. I want to continue this conversation and weave this notion that you put in here about what it means to be honest with ourselves and how that relates to believing. Because I don't know that many people would make the connection, but you've built a beautiful bridge.
Well, thanks, Pat. I think, you know, for all intent and purposes, we tend to look at ourselves through a very special lens. And it's a lens of imitation. We come into the world and, the very first thing we begin to do is pretend. So we pretend to be doctors and nurses. We pretend to be cowboys and Indians. We pretend to be, policemen and robbers and on and on and on and on. At some point in our lives, we never have that rite of passage where we leave the pretend behind. We just kind of bring it all forward. And because we bring it all forward, we generally can become very chameleon-like. It depends on the environment we're in, or you and I believe, have spoken about this before. You can change your clothes. I have a little ranch here in Spokane, Washington, and if I put my boots and chaps on, I'm aware that I have to pay attention or my personality will change on me. It would be entirely different than, say, if I have a three-piece suit and I'm walking on a college campus. We live through different roles that we have practiced, we have rehearsed, we have created in our minds, and they're built upon a concept usually of deficiency. If you watch television today, most people do, in fact the new data shows that by the time you're 65 years of age, you're going to have spent 9 years watching television. So, if you're watching television today, you're hearing all about your deficiencies. Your complexion is deficient. Maybe you need to lose some weight. You know, the bottom line is you can't sell a life vest unless a person believes that they could drown. So all the products that are marched forward are marched forward on the basis that you need them because of some deficiency. We therefore then begin to think about ourselves and all the flaws that we might have. You know, we're not tall enough, our body image isn't right, perhaps we don't have the right set of clothing or the right automobile, or we don't live in the right neighborhood, or we didn't go to the right school, or our vocabulary is missing, or we just don't know the proper manners, and you can go on with a long, 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 long list of all the things we consider to be flaws. Now, you know, eugenics laws still exist on our books in this country. There was a time in this country that it was considered to be perfectly okay to limit people to forced sterilization. That's what it comes down to. On people who could produce less than perfect progeny. When I think about flaws, I think, okay, we can take all these kinds of things together, and as you and I spoke off air, Dr. Pat, unless your name is Mengele and you are a hard eugenicist, believe in, you know, perfect everything, and that would exempt some of the greatest people that have ever lived. And indeed, I had a conversation not long ago with a fellow who said, you know, the time's going to come in the very near future that as we genetically engineer our perfect babies, we see somebody is inclined to get cancer maybe at the age of 40 or 50, we're just going to unplug them, you know, flush them down the drain. We're just, that child's not going to be born. And I looked at him and I said, do you know what you just said? I mean, there went Steve Jobs.
Yes.
You know? And look at what Steve Jobs brought to this world. You know that you're talking about men like Stephen W. Hawking?
Yes.
I mean, but unless you're of that vent, and I find that to be an inexcusable materialistic perspective, unless you're of that vent, the only real flaw that any of us have can be a flaw of character.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to me, when you really start looking at what it is to be honest with myself, what's commanded there is a level of integrity. I have to be able to have character. Now, what is character? You know, let me give you another example, because I
think this is a great conversation, because, you know, I love the word integrity. As a matter of fact, I loved it so much that I actually, in my doctoral research, I asked people what it meant to them. And, you know, part of this in building character and what you're talking about, Alden, you have got to come back and do another show with me just on this.
I'd love to.
because character is one of these things that every one of us, according to what you're writing in the book and what you know, and the many times I've talked to you, character is something we can keep in check.
It is. The character, ultimately, you know, our integrity, and I think of it as integrity inviolate, is who we are. I mean, if we give away our integrity, we give away ourselves. It's that simple. You know, there's an old song Henson Cargill did called Skip the Rope, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it had these lyrics in it like, Daddy hates mommy, mommy hates dad. Last night you should have heard the fight they had. Gave little sister another bad dream. She woke us all up with a terrible scream. You remember that? Cheat
yeah,
on your taxes.
Horrible.
Don't be a fool. Now, what was that they said about the golden rule? Never mind the rule. Just play to win and hate your neighbor for the shade of the skin. I mean, you know, these were the lyrics of a song, and the song was saying, it isn't really funny what the children say. Well, we live in a world where, as I said, we're herd animals and we're constantly imitating. And so if what we're doing is we're telling our children one thing and then later saying, well, no, I didn't mean it that, or, well, okay, I'm taking that back. If we promise something and we don't keep that promise, if we don't live to our highest level doing our very best, we have compromised our integrity. And if we compromise our integrity, we can't possibly ever expect that we're going to have that level of peace, balance, and understanding that we're all entitled to in this world. You know, I once asked a cleric a question, because as a young man it really bothered me, and we have this adage in our Western world that God created us all equal, and that disturbed me a lot when I was a young man. And so I said to this cleric, I said, how is it possible that God created us all equal when you look out there in the world and you see, you know, all of the confusion? I mean, we have children that are born with defects. We have children that are born in cultures where they die very young of starvation because there just simply isn't enough food. I mean, how can you say that we're all equal? And he said to me, Eldon, I'll tell you what. I want you to think about something. He says, you know who Walter von Braun is? And of course, I knew who Walter von Braun was because he was all over the front, you know, of every magazine and newspaper in the country. We had just launched the first ICBM. He was responsible for the liquid propellant, German scientist genius, you know, heralded by everyone. You know, his lifetime's worth of work, and here it was on the front page. And he said to me, the cleric said to me then, well, can you imagine how von Braun felt when that rocket lifted off? Well, of course I could. I mean, imagine his sense of achievement, you know? Wow, yeah, cool. He said, okay, I want you to imagine a custodian. And this custodian is in a school. And in the basement of the school is an old room that's been used for storage. And there's a young teacher, teacher's aide, that's coming to work in the school, and she's going to do some substitute teaching. And our custodian likes her. She's been nice to him. And the custodian is asked to clean that room out for her because it's going to be her office. So he's removed everything, and he comes to work early in the morning, and he looks at it, and the floor is just horrible. I mean, it's just, you know, discolored. We'll just say it's black and white tile. And so what he does is he spends his entire day, and he works very late into the night. It's 9, 10 o'clock at night. He's scrubbed this floor with toothpicks and toothbrushes. He's used blistering chemicals to remove stains. Once he's got it clean, he has hand-polished it and hand-buffed it. And when he stands back and throws the light on, it just glistens like it couldn't have when it was new. Now tell me, how does he feel when he looks at that accomplishment?
Feels amazing.
Yeah.
Feels amazing.
Not any
feels
different
amazing.
Than how von Braun felt.
Right.
And the only way we get those feelings is to bring our very best with integrity to everything that we do.
Well, that is really a great way for us to end the show, because we have to do that. You know, I've teased often, talking about my early life, and being homeless at 17. But one of the things that I did is I had to get three jobs. One of them was selling hot dogs out of a hot dog, you know, cart in the, right. You know, like, you know, you see in New York, right?
I do. Yeah, I know very well.
I love that job. And I will tell you, I was the best.
I'll bet.
And what you're saying is so important. And if there's a takeaway from this today, for those of you out there that have not had a chance to read the book, it really is about believing in ourselves. And I love your message, Alden. Thank you so much for joining me here today. What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Alden Taylor, everyone. Let's give out your website one more time, and congratulations on the new book.
Thank you very much. It's Alden Taylor, ELDONTAYLOR.com. And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Alden back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. We will be getting you lots more information about our Australia affiliate. And I want to tell all of you out there, you're the best listeners in the world. I don't think any of us would be doing this without you. Take a moment to believe in yourself. Treat yourself to something amazing. Get a copy of Alden's book to remind you and me, all of us, how absolutely phenomenally epic our lives are. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you for joining us today for the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. The Dr. Pat Show can be heard live every Thursday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Pacific on voiceamerica.com and Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on KKNW AM 1150. So join Dr. Pat live or listen 24/7 at www.thedrpatshow.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Steak Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit us at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Are you ready for an extraordinary life? Introducing Spectrum Life Design Education. Spectrum seminars and training are intended for you to discover and redesign the core beliefs that generate your life results, circumstances, and experiences by utilizing a synergistic approach to the art of living. Participants are provided with experiential and practical tools that raise their level of consciousness that embrace the whole person, mind, body, heart, and spirit. These principles allow you to transform your ability to engage your authentic yearnings, to profoundly connect with yourself and others, along with maximizing your potential and greatest dreams. For more information, as well as a course schedule, please visit them at SpectrumLifeDesign.com. That's SpectrumLifeDesign.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.